Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Usually we do it on Fridays. We'll try to get two in this week with him. He's the best. It's Berg and the Bullpen Podcast, hosted by San Francisco Giants bullpen catcher Alex Berg. He's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, I realize 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Alex, how are you from Cincinnati?
I am doing very well, very well. Cincinnati, little tough air quality, but other than that, it is a blast.
And how can people get a hold of you, my friend?
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Hey, you guys just left Pittsburgh, and I know you, the food across the country for you guys is simply the best. We've talked about the Cuban food in Miami. We've talked about fish tacos maybe down in San Diego. Did you stop in Pittsburgh and have a pierogi sandwich?
I didn't, but I had a pierogi. So I feel like they always do the pierogi races in Pittsburgh, and it's one of those, like, you know what, I'm doing it, I'm getting a pierogi, and it did not disappoint. It was honest. It was so good.
Hey, you know, you've gone through a lot of cities, and when Pittsburgh's quite different. You know, when you come out of the airport, you got to go through the Ford Pitt Tunnel, the whole city opens up. It's quaint. It reminds you of Boston and San Francisco in some ways. How great was that? And then Friday night looked like the whole place was jacked up. Fireworks night, I would imagine, the second half of the season. Just looking over at the Roberto Clemente Bridge in the backdrop, going to be one of the best stadiums.
Yeah, I mean, it was a treat. I love Pittsburgh. Beautiful stadium. I mean, nice hotel. It's just a great time. Great place to be.
Yeah, and now you're in Cincinnati after you took the Pirates. You've won five in a row, a nail-biter yesterday afternoon. It was an early rise for you, Peacock broadcast in the game, and then Apple TV on Friday. Does that change your schedule when they have a game that early? I believe it was, what, 11:30 Pittsburgh time?
12:05.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's weird. It's always weird to play early. It's always weird to play at, like, times where you're just kind of like, we've never played at that time. So, especially to go from, like, night, day, and have that one be super early, it's not the best. I feel bad for the players on days like that, for sure.
Yeah, and when you look at something like that, and the only benefit to that is you get it out of the way, you get an early flight into the next city. Cincinnati, an hour probably away from Pittsburgh, I would imagine. And now you start a series with the Reds, and this is a team that's kind of trying to feel themselves after they had a battle with Milwaukee. I guess the game plan is just to go in there and keep them reeling.
Yeah, I think, and this is, you never want to say this, but like a lot of teams, they don't know how good they are, right? And like you're playing good, but you're not supposed to be that good. And so you don't always trust it. And sometimes when those teams hit a skid, you know, if you catch them at the right time and they're reeling, it's a great time to play them. And, but again, like we got to come out and we got to play good because those guys are freakishly athletic. I mean, they look like one year behind where the D-backs were last year, where they just, you look around the field and they just have athletes, exciting, special young players. And I mean, they are fun to watch.
Yeah. This Cruz kid they have, they had a ground ball hit to him yesterday. By the time he picked it up and threw it to first, I thought he was a pitcher in your bullpen. He threw it like 97 miles over from third to first on the stat cam pretty much. That kid must be unbelievable. You'll see him up close. But getting some of these young guys in the game of baseball today is going to be fun and gratifying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but O'Neill Cruz with Pittsburgh, like, that guy looks like an alien. I mean, you don't really see guys that are that big. And this Ellie De La Cruz, he's, I mean, I kind of joked with our guys, and they were asking me about him, and I was like, he's regular big. He's not, like, massive big. So he's a monster. You're looking at, like, a guy that's 6'4", 6'5", can absolutely fly, bazooka for an arm, and he can hit. It's like, man, these types of kids are special, and they're fun to watch.
You know, you're in Cincinnati, and I can't help but when you look around, I mean, I can remember the big red machine of 76 with Rose, Perez, Bench, and Morgan, all these Hall of Famers, pretty much. And then you get into the nasty boys with Myers and all those guys. I do a show, I'm blessed, with Kip Gross, former Reds pitcher. Do you ever let your mind just wander when you're in a city with that much nostalgia and tradition to take it and absorb it all in before a four-game series?
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, I grew up a baseball fan, and to see, you know, to know that the Big Red Machine was coming out of this place, to know the Nasty Boys, and they had Norm Charlton, who's the sheriff, and he ended up being a Seattle Mariner, and I loved him. He's still in the split, and he was absolutely disgusting. So to know the history of the city and to know how good some of these players and teams were, it's really cool to be able to, like, wander around and see all the stuff from those times. You know, you still see banners from all those days, and it's so cool to see.
Yeah. And when you look at it now, I know the heat wave is going across the country. It's 106. It'll be 106 pretty much all week in L.A. As far as that concerns. But the East Coast is if you haven't been in it, and you guys get into it quite a bit, it's almost like you got to take a shower every hour, that humidity. Then you get a rainstorm coming in, it clears, the humidity just comes back. That's got to take a toll on you. I mean, a change of uniform tops, I would imagine, just keeping everybody cool, keeping your feet in buckets of ice. We don't have that, the artificial turf like we used to have it, but it's going to be hot in some of those cities that you guys are going through, leaving Pittsburgh, now in Cincinnati, and trekking through Washington and Detroit before you come home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's steamy. I know day one I threw Group 2 BP, and I literally went straight from BP, and you're just sweating. And then I literally changed my shirt because you take BP so late. You know, I think we had a 7:05 game. We finished BP at 6:15. And I ran upstairs, changed my shirt, threw some deodorant on, and was right back in the bullpen setting everything up for the boys.
Wow. Hey, the All-Star break. If they didn't know who Duvall was, they found out loud and clear in Seattle when he just threw a blazing fastball across Rodriguez there. I mean, unbelievable. This guy's topped out at 106, and you see him up close. Man, this guy's starting to remind me of the days of the Gossages, the guys that brought the heat on a daily basis. How great is that to see this kid up close, and he's only going to get better?
I mean, the kid is special. Like, I think sometimes when you start to really look at, like, the heartbeat, you know, like, obviously the arm strength is absurd and the things he does. But, I mean, this guy, you're talking about a guy that goes into the biggest games, the biggest situations, and he looks like he's just playing catch. Like, there's no, it's not like urgency. He just looks like he's hanging out in the biggest game, biggest time of the game, and he's just, like, enjoying his day. It's unbelievable. I mean, he's a special talent. It's a special arm. And he is an absolute pleasure to work with. He's so much fun.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you, watching that golf thing, Steph Curry winning it, are you going to grab some tips on your golf game? I know you guys, the proximity of you guys is really close there in the same city. So are you going to grab some tips with Steph Curry, who just ended up winning that thing, that challenge?
I mean, honestly, I would love to play with him. I think anytime you get a chance to play with, you know, guys that are at the top of their sport, and, you know, like, just hearing the similarities between, like, what makes him really good at basketball and then how he translates that to golf and, you know, what translates, what doesn't, all those things are so interesting to me. And those are things that I would love to just sit there and have a talk with him and just hear what he says.
Just a great guy in general. I've had a couple interviews with him covering the Clippers, and just the first thing that strikes me with that guy is he's humble. He's almost like a quiet leader. Doesn't say a lot, but when he does say something, people buy into what he's actually talking about, and that's the most important thing, I would imagine.
I think that's so important. I think you always know there's people that talk, and then there's people that when they talk, everybody listens. I think that's something you see. I think you see with him is like he doesn't say much, but when he says something, everybody's listening and everybody wants to hear it because what that guy's saying is special.
Right. Hey, this big Death March road trip will continue in Washington. Hopefully we'll get you on Friday if you can get on there from D.C. Let me ask you, when you get into a city like D.C., and we talked about Pittsburgh, I think the first thing is if I get all my work out of the way and prepare for the game and all that and get myself situated and I got some downtime, maybe take a White House tour, anything that in the realm of things when you get in a city, because baseball is just so amazing. You get to spend 3-4 days in a city. You can take in all the sights and sounds of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a typical series, that's something I would definitely try to do. This series, actually, one of my best friends, probably my best friend in the world. We grew up together. I've known him since we were 10 years old, playing baseball and just living the life. He actually just moved to D.C., so him and his wife and two kids, we'll all end up hanging out with them and trying to spend as much time with them as I can because, you know how this life is. Like, you get so little opportunities to be around the people that you love that something like that is always a treat and something I definitely don't miss those opportunities.
Well, in the last 3 minutes, they have the president's race with all those mascots going in Washington. Tell me the three guys that would just blow past these guys and beat them for a mile if they raced those guys on your team, because I think there's about quite a bit that would outrace some of these guys and leave them in the dust.
Oh, man, when Austin Slater is LPG is so fast. Honestly, the sneaky guy on our team is actually on staff. Is our first base coach Antoine Richardson?
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, he's got to be late 30s, maybe early 40s. I think he can beat every player we have in a race. This dude is still fast. It is absolutely incredible to watch him run. He'll occasionally come out and shag some fly balls with the boys, and boy, can he fly! But I think of active players, I would definitely have to go Austin Slater. I think he's the fastest guy we have.
Yeah, it's amazing. Boy, as we wrap this thing up, how was the All-Star break? With the girlfriend, spent a few days. I know you got into Pittsburgh later on in the morning. Everything great over the All-Star break?
Yeah, it was really good. Really enjoyed being home. Got to play a little golf. Got to spend time with her. Yeah, I couldn't ask for a better break.
Yeah, and boy, has that, winded down. It looked like, the way they've done it now, they've given you guys a little bit more time. They should have done that years ago because I can remember you'd have the All-Star game, and then right away, 2 days later, you'd be playing baseball. And I'm saying, give these guys some rest, the season's long as it is. And it's nice to see they've tweaked that where you guys get like 4 days or whatever. Some Dodgers and Angels got 5, so it's nice to see everybody getting some time off. As we wind this show up, I can't wait to reconvene Friday in D.C. I want you guys to take out the Reds, get the brooms ready for them. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to do this. I appreciate the time as the start of the 4-game series in Cincinnati. Get some rest. Get them guys tonight, and we'll talk Friday in D.C. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you so much.
That's Alex Berg in Cincinnati. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to him again Friday from the nation's capital. Till then, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports.